So this Teisve seems to contradict what Teisve says in Murakame, that it is based upon Mechil. Then he says, Umibchir shenot l'chiliki poshut, d'om avitir, ein li dag liknam miklal. Ein li dag liknam miklal. So he says that another raya, you couldn't bring another raya from the Gemara in Bo Basre, that if a prayer, now a prayer is entitled to Bishnayim, to two portions, so if he was not a chiliki poshut, so vitei, so we waived his right. Waived his right. He cannot be chayzer anymore. So he cannot take Bishnayim. So why? Because he was meichel. But there was no kabbalistian, so it's no raya. Why is it no raya? Teisa doesn't say why it's no raya. But the Rashbam in Bo Basra Daf Kuf Chavov says that why do we say prayer shenot l'chilik poshit is viteya? He says because matone kaya rachmone. So since it's matone kaya rachmone, so if he says he doesn't want, so mimele he doesn't take Vishnai. So in other words, so we don't even have to resort to the regular effectiveness of Mechil. Here it's especially on Sakosuf, Matone Kai Rachmone. So if he says he doesn't want, he rejects it, so Mele, he loses his right to Pishna. So we don't have to resort to Mechile. So Mele, it's no right. In Daldik Nametla. Now, so here Teisves appears to contradict what Teisves said in Borokami. That one, hey, that one, vote. There Teisa says, there Teisa appears to agree with Rashi that the reason as to why Torah Nechitim Vedel Viserim is Matal Viserim is because of Mechila. And here Teisa says that it's not because of Mechila. Now, so there is a machlekes in Simen Piches, in Cheshmishpe, there is a machlekes between the Sma and the Shach. The Sma says that there is no stire between this Teisa and the Teisa in Morokami. There is no stira. Because it's true that Teisves says that the reason is why Ton Lechitim Vehidl Viseir. That's what the Sma says. That the true Teisves in Borokame says that the reason is why Ton Lechitim Viseir is what Al Vaseirim, that's based upon Mechila. Here Teisves says it's not based upon Mechila. Because there can be two kinds of Mechilas. There can be one kind of mechile where there is an explicit mechile. Explicit mechile. In other words, meich. So in other words, so we could say that when Reuven is teveyach iti and Shimon is made a seirim, so the fact, so Reuven by specifying, by spelling out chiti and not seirim, so in effect, he said, I am meichel, you say. I am meichel, you say. That's one way of explaining it. I am Michal, you say. But there is another way of explaining it. It's not that there was an explicit Michal. After all, he didn't say I am Michal, you say. He just didn't mention Seir. He just mentioned Chiti. But since he claimed he made an explicit Tvir for Chiti and for Seir not, so then there is a Idoi. So then there is a Idoi. Not Mechile. Chile means that in his heart, Pirtzei Me'atev is Mechile. No, but since with his lips, so he was Teveyachitim and Seirim didn't mention, so that means, so that's considered like a verbal Hidoye that Seirim, Shimon doesn't owe him. But it doesn't mean that Reuven means to be Mechile. No. We cannot say that Reuven means to be Mechalim unless he says in so many words, I mean to be Mechalim this year. But by making an explicit tvia for Chitim and not mentioning Seirim, so it ipso facto implies a idoye that Seirim Shimon doesn't tell him. So too, he doesn't mean to be Mechalim. But there is in effect a idoye that Seirim Shimon doesn't owe him. So since there is a idoy that Shimon doesn't owe him, so mele it constitutes mechile. Not that he intends birtzene atim to be mechile. In other words, that's tolu in the shaila as to whether who does baldin kimeo idin tolu is nemones or it's mechile. Now, the Ktzein discusses it. Now, the Mari says that it's Mechile. Now, I think I mentioned it a number of times, that there are three shittas in that, whether it was Baldin Kimeidin Dome, is Nemones, or it's Mechile. So I said that there are three shittas. There is one shita that Idoaz Baldin is just Nemones, and it could not be effective B'teiras Mechile. And in a case where you know that the Idoi is not true, that the person was lying, suppose we know he was lying. So then he's not Mechuyev to pay. Suppose Reuven says to Shimon, I owe you $100. But Bez knows that he was lying. Bez knows. Everybody knows that he was lying. So if we say that the whole din of Idras Baldin Kimeidin Dome is only B'teiras Nemones, so when is a child to say he's Nemon if we don't know whether he's telling the truth or he's lying? But if Bez knows that he's lying, it's not child to say he's Nemon. Bez cannot be expected to deceive itself. And we can say the truth. So that's there is one shita. And it appears that the shita of the Rosh is like that. That Idras Baldin is only effective B'teiras Nemones. Now, so that means in a case where Bez knows that he's lying, so then he wouldn't have to pay. Now there is such a case, the Gemara in Barakamed Daf Kuf Mem, the case of Isa Giyure, where everybody knew, all the Chachomim knew that Isa Giyure was lying. He was not telling the truth. He was advised to lie. He was advised to lie. So, to make a idoy. And still, it was effective. The idoy was effective. So, Rav Mori was able to collect from Rove, who was the Shemeir. Who was the Shemeir of the Treisa Alfe Zuse? Was the Shemeir of the Treisa Alfe Zuse that belonged to Isa Geire, who was the biological father of Rav Mori, but Alpedini wasn't the father, because it was the Rossi Shaloi Bidusha, Rossi Bidusha. So that Gemore seems to indicate that Idras Baldin, even in a case where it cannot be effective with Iras Nemones, with Iras Berurim. As for example, in that case, where all the Chachomim knew that Isa Giyure, when he was made, the Treisa Alfe Zuse belonged to Rav Mori, so he wasn't telling the truth. And still, Rav Mori was able to collect the Treisa Alfe Zuse from Rove. Why? Because Isa Giyure was made. So we see that Idras Baldin is a Kinyan. Idras Baldin is a Kinyan. When it's a question, when it relates to Shibudim, so then it's Ischaives. And when it relates to a Ben, so then it's a Kinyan. So the Rosh says, so Inachnami. So many Rishonim say there that from this Gemara we see that Idras Baldin affects Ischaives and Kinyonim. Even in the case where we know that the Idoi isn't true, as for example in the case of Isa Giyure. But the Rosh in Shinu Kubetze says, no, that over there it was effective because just as the Chachomim made it akone, the Divrei Shriv Mrai, Kichsuvim Chemsurin Damye, so there Isa Giyure was a Shriv Mra. So if he was a Shriv Mra, so why couldn't he transfer title in the Treisa Alfe Zuse that were in the hands of Rove, why couldn't he transfer title in the Treisa Alfe Zuse to his biological son, Rav Mori, without Idoye, just by saying, I hereby transfer title in the Treisa Alfe Zuse to my son Rav Mori? So the Gemara says, because Divrei Shriv Kirsum Surim Damye Ki Yerusha Shavi Rabbanan. So one who is capable of getting something for Yerusha, so he can get it through the Kinyan, through the transfer of the Shrimra. Mashein Kin Rav Mori couldn't, Isa Giyure was a Ger, and he has no Yoshi, so he couldn't transfer it through Yerusha. He could not transmit it through Yerusha because he had no Yoshi. Rav Mori was not his son. So he could not convey it to Rav Mori through the kinyan of the Rishchim, Rakesur, Rishur, and Damye. So the Rosh says, truly Gabi Igea. So the kinyan, the Rabbono, of the Rishchim, Rakesur, Rishur, and Damye doesn't apply, but the kinyan, the Rabbono, of Oidise, Oidise is also a kinyan, the Rabbono, by Shrimra. So it's only by Shrimra where he's on is by so it's only by Shrimra, just as we have a kinyan of Divrei Shrimra Kichsum Rishum Damye mid Rabbanon. So we have another kinyan by Shrimra of Idisi. And the difference is that whereas the kinyan of Divrei Shrimra Kichsum Rishum Damye, he doesn't apply to Igea because Kirush Shavi Rabbanon. So the kinyan of Idisi does apply to Igea too. But only by Shrimra the Chachomim or Misakin that this is a kinyan. So mainly it's effective to transfer a title in the Tracer Alpha Zuzei, even though all the Chachomim knew that Yisrael Yura didn't tell the truth. Mashenkin by Bori, so this cannot be a kinyan in any case where we know that this is not true. That's the Rosh Hidin in Shnikobetzes. But the other Rishonim say no, that this is a kinyan. So far we have two shittes. We have one shitte that while Hidas Baldin is effective with Tiras Nemones, but in the ordinary case it's effective with Tiras Nemones, but even in the case where we know that with Tiras Nemones it couldn't be effective. If Bez knows that the Yudisa is a Shekhar, it's not true. So it's still effective with Tiras Kinyan, with this is a Kinyan. And then we have another day, the Shita of the Rosh Hashanah, that this is only effective as a Kinyan by Shrimra, but not by Bor. So by Bori, it's only effective with Tiras Nemones. And if we know it's not true, so it's ineffective. And then there is a Shita that Miri Makes mentions in the first pairing, that Uidise is only effective as a kinyan, never Viteras Nemones. Always Viteras Kinyan. So we have three shittes. Now, so the Sma says that this Teisves here, even though Teisves here says that Tone Bechitin Veilu Viseirim is Potahat Maviseirim, so it's not based upon Mechile. And he mentioned the Raya from the Gemara Bavakame. In Bavakame, Teisves says that it is based upon Mechile, there is no Stira. Because when Teisves says here that it's not based upon Mechile, Teisves means it's not based upon a regular Mechile, an explicit Mechile, where the one to whom money is due, so really intends to be Mechile. That's not. But it is still effective with Teras Mechile. Why? Because Torah Nechitna will be Seirim, so means that there is a doye that Seirim, the Nitva doesn't owe him. So maybe there is a doye. And the doye is effective, the doye is effective, biteras, even where it cannot be effective, biteras nemones, so it can be effective, biteras mechile. In this case, we cannot say that it's effective with Teras Nemones, because after all, he didn't mention a word about Seirim. When can we say that it's effective with Teras Nemones if he mentions Seirim? But if he doesn't mention Seirim, he just mentions Chitin, so then it's only effective as a Kinyan, as Mechil. So Mele, this is what Teisves in Bavakame means. So there is no stira according to the Sma between Teisves in Bavakame and Teisves here. When Teisves says here that it's not effective Tiras Mechile, Teisves doesn't mean that it is effective B'tiras Idoye, B'tiras Nemones of Idoye. Teisves here means it's not effective B'tiras intentional Mechile, B'tiras explicit Mechile. Because we see that we say even a case where the one who is made there certainly does not mean to be made there. Does not mean to be meichel himself. Where one who is made there certainly does not mean to be meichel. Like in the case of Anizi came a god with his agod. When umadik loimer loy el kopnizik sagod. So then he certainly doesn't mean to be meichel. But So it's not effective b'teiras explicit mechile, b'teiras a verbal explicit mechile, but it could be explicit. It could be effective b'teiras a constructive mechile, a mechile, a legal mechile that is constituted al pedin as a result of his idon. So then there is no kashe from the Gemara of Nizikim Agodl Nizik Sagodl. So we say that he cannot even collect the damages for Kotl Nizik Sagodl, even though he certainly did not intend, the Nizik certainly by saying that Godl Nizik Sagodl, he certainly did not intend to be meichel him. Let's say Godl, the damages of Godl Nizik Sagodl is $100, the damages of Kotl Nizik Sagodl is $60. So the when the Nizik claimed Godl Nizik Sagodl, he certainly did not mean to be meichel the $60. But still, it is constituted mechil al bedin, because by claiming Godl Nizik Sagodl, he thereby made a verbal avdoe that it wasn't the case of cotton, his hexagon. So Memele, it is constituted al-Pedin as Mechile, as a kinyan. Not as an intentional, explicit Mechile, but al-Pedin, it's effective b'tiras kinyan, b'tiras Mechile. B'tiras Mechile. Yes, what is it?
Yes, I understand, because he's not motivated on money, but he owes him less money. Since he's Arab, he's claiming more money, and he's...
So he's claiming $100. So Memele, he's made that it wasn't the fact of a $60 of cotton is a godl. So Memele, since there is a doye that it wasn't cotton is a godl, so Memele on the $60 it becomes mechile. It's a kinyan. When we say mechile, it doesn't mean mechile. It means that a doye, even when it's not true, so it becomes a kinyan. So al-Pedini becomes the way he says it is. He says it's a certain way. So in other words, when one woman is made to Shimon, that he borrowed $100 from Shimon. So even if it's not true, he has to pay $100. Because this is a kinyan. So if it relates to Shibudim, so then what does the kinyan affect? The kinyan effect is chayves. If it relates, if the idoye on its face purports to say that the other fellow doesn't know him, so what is the kinyan effect? Mechile. So Memele, the Sma says that all the Teisa says here is that it's not a regular Mechile, it's not an intentional Mechile. But a Din Mechile it could be. So then, as a Din Mechile, like every Idoas Baldin is Mechile or is Chayves, even though he doesn't intend to be Mischayv himself, and he doesn't intend to be Mech. This is what the Sma says. The Shach, so in other words, so the Sma says, there is no stira between what Teisa says in Borakam and Teisa says here. Because when Teisa says in Borakam that it's Mechile, it doesn't mean intentional Mechile. And when Teisa says here, it's not Mechile, Teisa means it's not an intentional Mechile. But it did Mechile, it is. So there is no stira. The Shach holds, no, that this Teisa is Chilikal Teisa in Borakam. And he mentions his midayik from the Lashon of the Rosh. And according to the Rosh Shite, the Shah doesn't mention the Rosh Shit Mirvetzes in Bora Basre Daf Kufmen. But it turns out that the Rosh Lishitosei so has to say as the Shah says, he says. The Shah says that according to the Rosh, so Tonachit and Vedel Biseirin is Potter al-Aseirin, so it's not on the basis of Mechile. Not only it's not on the basis of an intentional, explicit Mechile, it's not even on the basis of illegal Mechile, of a constructive Mechile. It's not even on the basis of a constructive Mechile. Now, so that you'll find in Simen Piches, that Machlekes between the Sma and the Shach. Now, in regard to this din of Tone Chitim Veidul B'Seirin. Tone Chitim Veidul B'Seirin. So he's Potter Aval HaSeirin. So the Rif and the Rambam say that even though he's Potter HaSeirin, Ruvin was the Ve'achid, and Shimon was made the Seirin. So Shimon doesn't have to pay even Seirin. But suppose, so the Rambam passes, and that's the shit that's mentioned by the Rifen Bobakame. Suppose Ruben was safe as the Seirin. Shimon is not Mechuyev to pay Seirin. Whatever reason it is. But suppose Ruben was safe as the Seirin. So Loi Mafkinem. That's what the Rifen and the Rambam say. Teisves in Bobakame, the Aflamed Vov says that Mitzin is me. Teisves in Bobakame, the Aflamed Vov says that mitzina is miyod. Now, what's the pshat of the Rambam? That tovi bechitim v'hidu b'seirim is potter av seirim. Still, if the teveya was teifis the seirim from Shimon, from the nitva, so then it's a mitzina is miyod. How can that be explained? So the sma and the shach, the sma and the shach explain it. That in case they say that the Rambam can also hold that it's on the basis of Mechila. The Torah Nechitim will be Seirin, is Potter Al HaSeirin, even because of Mechila. But then you ask, if it's based upon Mechila, so why does the Rambam say the Torah Nechitim will be Seirin, so is Potter Al HaSeirin, but if the Teveya, the one with the Ve'achitin is David the Seirin, so him mitzina is miyodim. One of Shach, if there was Mechile, if the Teveya by claiming Chitin and not mentioning Seirim, he thereby was Mech. There was an implicit Mechile, an intentional Mechile over the Seirim by omitting Seirim in his claim. So he intended to be Meichel the Seirim. So even if the Teveya is Teifis from the Nitva, it should be Mitzinis Miyodei. He was Meichel. He was Teifis something that doesn't belong to him. So the Sma and the Shach, they both say, after all, there was no explicit Mechile. In the case where there is an explicit Mechile, if Ruvin says to Shimon, the Seirim that you owe me, I am Meichel you, and then after that, Ruvin will be Teifis. So then it will be Mitzinis Miyodei, because already Meichel, so he had no right to be Teifis. But here there was no explicit Mechile. It's an implicit Mechile. We deduce it from the way he formulated his Tvi'e. So when do we say, when can we deduce that he intended to be Meichel by omitting Seirim from his claim if it is not followed by a Tvi'e? Mashein came if the omission of Seirim in the claim by Ruvein was he followed by Tvise, so then we say, Hoichiach Seife Altchelosei. Hoichiach Seife Altchelosei, that when he omitted, he didn't mean to be made. This is how they explain it. However, the Ktseis in Simen Peches, he doesn't like this pshat. And the Ktseis explains it. I mentioned it last year. The Ktseis explains it that the Rambam Shita is the Torah Nechitim Ve'idul B'Seirim, Mispot La'Seirim, is certainly not on the basis of Mechile. If it had been on the basis of Mechile, so then we wouldn't say that if Tov Aslim Afkinomene. But the Rambam Shita is the Torah Nechitim Ve'idul B'Seirim, Mispot La'Seirim. Why is it Potter Aval HaSeirim? Because the Teveya by claiming Chitim, he thereby made it verbally Doye, that Seirim the Nitva doesn't know it. Because the Teveya said to the Nitva, you owe me Chitim. So that means the Teveya in effect said two things. First of all, he said, you owe me Chitim, and then he also said, but Seirim you don't owe me. So there was a Doaz Baldin by Ruvein, the Teveya, the Chimen, the Mitva, doesn't owe him Seirim. That's why he cannot collect Seirim. But there is another Idoye by the other Baldin, by Chimen, that he does owe him. So in other words, we have two So what should be the din? So on one hand, Ruvain, by omitting the tiny of Chseirin, he in effect is made the Chseirin, the Litva doesn't owe. On the other hand, Shimon, by saying explicitly, I do owe you Chseirin, so he's made that he does owe. So we have two Idoyes that are Chseir each other. So then it should be treated like Shtei Kites HaMakrish Ezu Ezu. So it's Isofik. So what's the aloche if you are two Kites Eidim, two say that he's chayev to pay and two say that he's not chayev to pay. So then Bezdin will not collect from the Nitva if they are Trey. But if it's the Fesel, we must eliminate. So here too. So the Veya cannot collect the Bezdin. But if he was Tefis already, so then, since there is Trey Utrei, there is a Idoye by the Teveya, that the Nitva doesn't owe him Seirin. There is a Idoye by the Nitva that he does owe Seirin. So he cannot collect, but he tofas Iloi mafkinimni. That's the Ktseis Pshat. The Nisives disapproves of this Pshat by the Ktseis. Why does he disapprove? He says, that it couldn't be. Tvise could not be miakev. Tvise could not be effective. Why is Tvise effective? Because there is a doy. There is a doy by Rubin. Rubin is the Teveya, who is the Teveya Chitin. So by being Teveya Chitin and omitting Seirin, he thereby is made that Shimon, the Nitva, doesn't owe him any Seirin. But Shimon, by saying he does owe him Seirin, so he is made that he does owe him Seirin. So Memele cannot collect. It's Trey Utrei. But if Ruvein was Teveya, so then it's Loi Mafkinomene. Why it's Loi Mafkinomene? Because if Ruben was Teifeis, so he's already a Mosek. So he says, but since there is a doy by Ruben, the Mosek, that Shimon doesn't owe him Seirim, so there is a doy by the Mosek, that the Seirim does not belong to him, the Seirim that he was Teifeis, Ruben. Does not belong to him, Ruvein. So of what avail is that chazoke that he has, Ruvein, after your status from Shimon? So kol chazoke shenim etayno in a chazoke. That's the Nisivis' time. Kol chazoke shenim etayno in a chazoke. So mele, if it's in a chazoke, so on the contrary, so he has to go posa morekame. And who is the morekame? Shimon. So the melee it shouldn't be itofus lemafkinimene. That's the nisivus eskashe against the ktseis pshat in the Rambam. But actually, in Shimkubetzes, in Borokame, I think it's around that memale. In Borobaskhe. And there on the sugi of Kal Chazoke Sheinu Metayne. So there are two lishinas in Shemukvetzes and Bura Basre, whether the halacha of Kal Chazoke Sheinu Metayne or in a Chazoke, whether that applies only. So there is one shite that not only does it apply to the Chazoke of Cheskes Karke, Kal Chazoke Sheinu Metayne in a Chazoke, but it even applies to Cheskes Metalkin also of Tofus. But then there is another lotion in the Shemukvetzes. In Bura Basre, that Kol Chazoke Shinim Tayne in Chazoke applies only to the Cheskes Karke. So without Tayne, it's nothing. So then it goes to the Morekame. Masheinkein, the Chazoke Mitalpalin, where the Chazoke is a Cheskes Tofus. So then, even without Tayne, it is a Chazoke. So Mele, according to that Loshen, so Mele, the Tayne of the Nisives is no Tayne. Anyway. So that's it. That is the Shittes Rambam. And whether the Shittes Rambam is, as the Ktzei says, or as the Sma and the Shach say, that's another question. So the Ktzei's Pshat in the Rambam seems to be very reasonable. In other words, that the Rambam Shitti is that that Toner Chitin will be Seirin, so it's not Mechile, it's Hidoye, but since it's Hidoye, so we have two Hidoyes that are Seisres each other. So it's like Trey Utrey. So Mele Yitofas, Lemafkinamene. So Yitofas, so even though the one who is Tofus, he himself was made that it doesn't belong to him, so Mele. So by Tfise of Mitalten, the Chazok of Mitalten Tfise, so it's considered Mose, even without Taine. And not only without Taine, here it's worse than without Taine. Here there is a Hidoye that is not his. So it's still a Chazok. Once we accept that Chite in the Shimko Betzes, so we can go one step further. So mainly the Kashi of the Nisives is not Kashi. Now, so we have, so in other words, so we have, let's say, we have so far two shittes as to why Tana Chitin Vidal Biseirin is Potter Afala Seirin. One is because it's based upon Idoye, and the other one is because it's based upon Mechil. Because the Teveya, by not mentioning Seirin, so he in effect was Mechil, he intended to be Mechil, the Seirin. But then there is a third chitte. The Raivet, the Chidushi Raivet and the Shiluk Kubetzes mentions that, and the Rosh in Bovakame mentions that the same chitte in the name of the Ramah. In the name of the Ramah. They say, why is Tuan Chitin Vehidel Viseirin? And it's also the Balatrumis has the same chitte. So there are three Rishim, the Raivet and the Ramah and the Balatrumis. They say, why does the Gemara say, so he's potter even on Seirin. Tonechitim vehidol viseirin, so he's potter even on Seirin. So he says, it's not because of Hidoye by, it's not based upon the premise that the Teveya, by being Teveya Chitim and not mentioning Seirin, so there was an effect, a Hidoye that Seirin doesn't owe him. And it's not based upon Mechile, because the Teveya, by omitting Seirim, so he was Mechel. So there was an explicit, intentional Mechile of the Seirim. So it's not a reason, the Raivet and the Ramah, and the Balat Rumi say, because why should he have to pay Seirim? Why should he have to pay Seirim Shile? Because he was made. But since this Idoye was unprovoked, in other words, it wasn't preceded by Itviye. On the contrary, it was preceded by Itviye of something else. So Mimele he can say that the Idoye of Seirin Mishatanibach. I was fooling you. Since it wasn't preceded by Itviye, just it's not natural for a person without even being provoked, without even being asked, that he should make a Idoye. It's unnatural. So Mimele, if he did make such a Idoye, so we say Mishatanibach. So we say Mishatanibach. And the Shach agrees with that sword, the Shach. That this is the reason as to why Tonu Chitim Vehidlo Biseirim is Potter Avosim. All right, now, Mikan Chozer Abin Yitzchok Berab Mordechai, Shol Yerogi Liforish, Didaf Kenoch Ad Bechazke Sabatim, Kinyan Bifni Shnayim, Avu Leke Beiz in a Kinyan Kinyan. Now, the Gemara in Bo Basra says, Kinyan Bifni Shnayim. Kinyan Bifni Shnayim. So it requires two. So the Rivom, the Rabbi Yitzchok Berab Mordechai, his shite was that Kinyan Suda requires Eidim. Requires Eidim. What does it mean Eidim? Before everything requires Eidim before. Al-Pishnai Eidim Yokudomo. So opening on him, everything, any matter in the Nemomenes requires Eidim before. So the Rabbi Yitzchok Berab Mordechai, no one is Chilka Rabbi Yitzchok Berab Mordechai on that. So in other words, so Rabbi Yitzchok Berab Mordechai says it requires to Eidim means even when it's conceded that there was a key in Suda. But if two Eidim did not witness it, did not observe it, so mainly it's ineffective. Now, the Raivet also agrees with the Chit. He doesn't say it that this is the shite that he agrees with, that which he says. He mentions that she did right. Now, in Perkei Milchas Mechira, Haloche Tes, the Rambam says, Zah Kinyan, he's referring to Kinyan Silver, Ein Tzorich Liyiz Bifnei Eidim, Elo Yimo Yobeini Uvein Chaver Ikoni, Shelo Yitzchich Oteiro Eidim Bidin Momen Esau Lekeifia, Avla Amichi Oye Aneisin Oye Aseiche Oye Amashil Bechayetze Ben, Ein Tzorich Eidim. וחיב משקונו הקנה בדרך אחד מהתוכן שקנה בהן, בין בגבוי, בין ממשיכה, בין מסירה, בין מקיניה, בין כסף, בין משטר ובחזוק יקונו, ואף על פי שאין שום מידים. אומר אברום, אין הקל מידים מקיניה, עד כאן לשם. In other words, that קיניה סודה, of course, all other קניונים, everybody agrees that doesn't require אידי בקיניה דומה. But קיניה סודה, there is a שיטס רשיינים that requires אידים. In other words, if it's not אידים, if it's not Eidim, so then, if there is no Eidim, so then it's not effective. It's not effective. Now again, why is it so? Because Ki and Su there has the effect of confirming the Aknoi. So Mimele, when does it confirm the Aknoi? Ki and Su there is not a Kinyan like in the Heftze, like, let's say, like Agboya or Mishiche. It is effective because the Kinyan confirms the Aknoi of the Baile. So Mele, when does it confirm the Aknoi of the Baile if it's done in the presence of Eidim? But if it's not done in the presence of Eidim, it does not confirm that. Anyway, that's the Shite of Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Rav Mordechai. So he says, why? Because the Gemara of Basra says, Kinyan Nishnai. So Teisa says no. Mikan Chozer Abni Yitzchak Bar Rav Mordechai, who himself was chazer, sheyorogel lifori davke nokat chazabatin kiyum nishnayim, avu laki beis hakiyin kiyin, demaskin hochel pshoret kiyin, vavlochel kom rabbonim pshoret biyochet. Vavodin nokat. So why does Gemara say kiyum nishnayim? Vavodin nokat osim mitnei beis, mishum deitzor chlima ksu. So. That is, if it is done, if the kiyan takes place b'fnishnayim, so then he doesn't have to say in so many words ksu, execute ishtar. So in other words, the eidim who saw the kiyan sudeh, they are authorized. They are authorized to execute ishtar, even though the bala shtar, the mischayim, did not say it in so many words. Now I want you to execute the shtar. Why? Because the fact that he made a kinyan in their presence is also an implicit directive to them and an authorization, an implicit authorization to the Eidim that they should execute the shtar. That's the umdene. When a person makes a kinyan in the presence of Eidim, so he means that those who observe the kinyan should be authorized to sign the shtar. So that's why it says, kinyan b'fnei shnayim. Where it was done b'fnei shnayim, so then the shnayim are authorized to sign the shtar, even though he didn't tell them, I authorize you to sign the shtar on that kinyan. The Yochel Haknes, so it's no Rai. In other words, Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Mordechai didn't have to be Chayzer from Mishite. Ve Rai Mikan, the Yochel Haknes is Nishnai, Likayim HaPshor, Shoroso V'Yoch. So true, it says that Pshor can be Yochid. So here the Gemara only says that the Pshor, the Maise Pshor can be done by Yochid. But it requires Eidim. It requires Eidim. He has to acknowledge it Bifnei Eidim, the Pshor. Ve Rav Netam, so the kinyan itself, in other words, the pshore can be done by yochid, but the kinyan to comply with the pshore, that has to be done in the presence of Eidim. V'rav netam hoyim midagdik namrin v'firik azir azor hoyim b'girim yodim moi tzvi amot madvienik mechlif nikol moi sakav sudea uposhnei nikol mechlif. The day I call you the Lord, 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 the day I call If it requires Eidim, the Gemara could give it Eretz, where there are no Eidim. Wenn kiye mein lo bin shnai, er shma min od vare mane. Ve ye shtey khin, mishum stam geven mit zu im bobne yotam. So that's why the Gemara didn't mention that. All right.